Hey, you're home! Please open the window a little wider so I can come in. I know your family just came back from vacation and you're tired, but please let me in. It's always been a rule that we can sneak into each other's room at any time since about the time we learned to walk. Thank you. I need to talk to you. I know it couldn't wait until tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm gonna be gone. Do you remember that big business trip my father took? It wasn't a meeting. He didn't tell us at the time, but it was an interview for a promotion, and he got the job, but it's so far away. You don't understand. We've already moved. We were packing while you were on vacation, and the trucks came today and took our stuff. I begged my parents to let me stay one more day and fly me to meet them at our first layover. We have family there. They agreed. But my plane leaves in the morning. I stayed because I hoped you would return before I had to go, because I don't think I could leave without saying goodbye or saying I love you. You had to know, didn't you? We've lived next door to each other our entire lives. We've played together before we could even talk or even walk. We've gone to school together our entire lives, and you've been my best friend that entire time. I just never had the courage to tell you how I felt about you all those years. You know, while secretly hoping the entire time you felt the same way, and you were just too nervous to say it. But now there's no more time, so I have to tell you, and I have to know, do you love me too? Because this is the last chance we'll have to see each other or be together for a long time. You know, maybe forever. I mean, it's okay if you don't. Maybe I was just being silly all these years. You do? It for a long time. I just wish that we would have told each other before tonight, because now I know that you love me back, and I have a going away gift to give you. One that I've been saving for a special occasion, but it turns out I saved it almost too long. I should have let you have it, or at least offered it to you a long time ago, because it was always meant for you. So, won't you help me unwrap it, please? It feels so strange having you undress me. We were, you know, when we used to bathe together as kids, and we shared the same bed during, you know, sleepovers until our parents put an end to that. You know, it was innocent then, and I'm starting to think that maybe our parents could see something back then that we couldn't. No. Or, you know, our bodies were starting to develop, but we were still kids mentally. Now this body looks grown up enough, doesn't it? And my mind is an adult too. At least as much as it needs to be to know what it wants and who it wants. It's been a while since we shared your bed. This will be the last time. It was once so big, and now it just seems so small, but we can make it work. I won't even make you stay on your side of the bed anymore. Although, I wasn't too good at holding to that rule, especially when it stormed out and I was sleeping over. I'd whimper and squirm in your arms, and you'd keep me safe. Now I plan on getting even closer to you than I did then. I want you to lead. I'll lay down on the bed. In my dreams and fantasies, this would have been our wedding bed, but this will do. Alright, now that you're on top of me, Can you feel how fast my heart beats? I thought it had stopped when my dad told us that we are moving, but you're giving it new life. Now give me something to remember you by when I'm gone. Make love to me, please. You and me, we're doing it. We're making love, just... You're just as gentle doing this as I imagined, and I imagined it a lot. Just give me a moment to get used to you and to remember this feeling forever. Okay. Keep going, yes. Just like that. Slowly. Gently. Lovingly. Just because we've been our entire lives to do this, so we have time to do it right. We may only get to do it once. Oh. Kiss me, please. Love me with your lips like you do with your cock. Your hands can touch me too. Hold me. There isn't a part of me that isn't yours to do with as you wish. You have me unconditionally. Well, one condition. I want you to leave it inside me at the end. This has to be perfect, our first time. It has to be done the right way. Today is our last day, so we won't worry about what might happen tomorrow. I thought I was going to have to fake it my first time. I didn't think you'd feel this good, but I think I could still make it good for you, but this is so wonderful for the both of us. You're going to make me come. You're going to come at me. So glad that you were my first, and we got the chance to do that before I go. But now I don't want to go. I want to stay with you. I won't take that plane tomorrow. We can talk to your parents. We can convince them to let me stay here with you. We'll be old enough, you know, soon enough. At least we can try. If I miss the plane, then that gives me a few more days, at least. Days we could spend together, making up for the love we didn't get a chance to share before.